Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. This is show number 351, and we went to a little cute little town, tourist town right here in Ohio called Geneva on the Lake in Ohio. So we're going to, it's a Teeth Across America episode, having been there. So, we are in Geneva on the Lake, Ohio, and this is another Teeth Across America series. I decided to do kind of like an end of season fall show, if you will. And this is the unofficial, I guess it's the official end of summer, although I think we all know that there's going to be some really, really nice days still to come. And so we started our day at a place called Mary's Kitchen. It is on New Street. And we're going to see if we can talk to one of the owners.
Oh,
hi. So I'm speaking with Tony. Hi, Tony. How are you?
Good. Nice to meet you. How are you?
Nice to meet you, too. So Mary's Kitchen. I assume there's also a Mary?
There was at one time. There's about 70 years ago is when Mary's Kitchen started, and it was started by Mary Ferrito. She had it for quite some time, but now I'm the sixth owner over about 70 years now. So.
Sixth owner in 70 years. That's actually pretty good. That's actually pretty good. So we decided to start our day here, and it looks like everybody else did too. So you guys have gotten to be pretty famous around here, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. On the weekends, we're usually pretty packed up, and it's a good holiday weekend for us, absolutely.
Now, what happens when you close? Do you just go to Florida, or do you have other jobs? What happens?
No, I wish I went to Florida. No, we're actually in the process of looking for another full-time restaurant to keep open during the wintertime, but Mary's Kitchen closes down, and we just make sure it's all ready for the wintertime so we can open it back up next Mother's Day. So
it's Mother's Day to Labor Day.
Well, we actually go a little further than Labor Day. They have a Thunder on the Strip down here, and then we go 1 week past that. So we're actually open until about mid-September.
Okay, mid-September. So you have October, November, December, January, February. When's Mother's Day? May?
Yes, yeah, about mid-May.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to open another restaurant. Will you call it the same thing?
I think it's going to be the same kind of thing, the same kind of food, the same kind of atmosphere, but we haven't decided on any of that part yet.
Instead of Mary's Kitchen, Geneva on the Lake, it'll be Mary's Kitchen, I don't know, Twinsburg, Ohio or something.
That's a little far of a drive, but we'll give it a shot, you know.
So you're going to try to stay as close to here as you can, but get away from the touristy part of it?
Yeah, we're going to stay close, but I think what we have to offer here for the tourists, our business is split about 75-25. Most of the people are coming to us from Pittsburgh, Youngstown, so on and so forth. So we're thinking that we can offer this same kind of food to locals in Ashtabula County, and that's where we want to branch out a little bit.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about Geneva on the Lake. I think it's kind of like a well-kept secret in a lot of ways.
It is. You know, I've been coming down here since I'm 38 years old now. I've been coming down here that whole time. Even Mary's Kitchen was kind of a secret to me until we actually ended up buying it. But, it's definitely one of Ohio's best-kept secrets. But we got a lot of business, a lot of tourists come down here. And the ones who know about it and have been coming here since, you know, they were children. And their children's children now come and their grandchildren now come. So it's definitely a family kind of thing.
We were sitting out on the water eating the other day, and just looking out over the lake, and we felt like we were in the Bahamas or something.
Yeah, it's definitely got that kind of vibe to it, especially this time of year when the tourists kind of come in and the sun's out shining and you see everybody walking up and down the strip. It's definitely got that kind of vibe to it.
It has arcades, putt-putt golf. It has the little go-karts and what other things? What are some of the iconic places I should visit while I'm here?
Well, you've definitely got to stop by Matt's and Donuts. Eddie's is a really good place to stop by. There's tons of little places that are tucked away, not even on the strip, that you've got to go visit, and just make your way down the strip and talk to different people, and they'll all kind of tell you about the little secrets of Geneva on the Lake.
That's right. You guys aren't on the main strip. You're down, trying to remember the name of the street, New Street.
Yeah, New Street, just off the beaten trail a little bit, but I think that's a lot of our customers like that. You know, we kind of get them off the strip, get them out of some of the craziness for a little bit. They can bring their families down here. We don't serve alcohol, so it kind of, you know, a nice mellow mood down here. Everybody has a good time, but, you know, our customers really like kind of being out of the way a little bit.
Yeah, I was looking at a sign over there, and it says, no important decisions made here, so you encourage people just to relax?
Yeah, absolutely. Just come in and have a good time. You know, that's all we ask.
And it's Tony, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and Tony, real quick, you have how many employees? Because there's like everybody, there's all kinds of people running around here.
Yeah, it kind of depends on when we have peak season and when the kids are off school. Off and on, we'll go between 10 and 20. It just kind of depends. It wanes back and forth between part-time, full-time people. But most of the people are from, you know, the area. I've got a couple that drive from about 45 minutes to come into work. But and a lot of them are family. So they say don't work with family, but it's worked out for us.
Well, that's really cool. So you have a lot of full-time people, too. Do you guys offer like medical insurance, dental insurance, the full-timers?
Now, a lot of our full-time people don't work full-time hours. We don't get them, you know, 40 hours or so. I hope to, in the future, be able to get to that point, but right now, we don't offer any of that as a seasonal restaurant.
So when you say full-time, you mean they work most of the hours during the week? Part-time would be like, what, 10, 15 hours a week?
Right. A lot of the kids who, in essence, I mean, they're not looking for full-time jobs when they come out. They just want to work a couple hours so they can have some spending money in their pocket.
And go swimming?
Yeah, go swimming or go down to the arcade or what, you know, whatever they want to do.
Keep the money on the strip.
Right.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And once we get off the air here, I'll let you know how you can access this show, okay?
All right. Thank you very much. All right.
Thank you. All right, so I'm still on New Street. I didn't make it very far. And I came upon this really cool store. It's called Old on New. Is that what it's called?
Correct. It's on New Street.
So oh, is that what it is?
Oh, words.
Okay, see, I did not get that. You know why? Because I was looking at, you have these shutters, and you have some old things with some new art painted over them, and I actually thought the name of the store was New on Old for that reason.
Well, in fact, that's why I have the art on old artifacts, because it goes along with the antiques. But yeah, the name of the shop was named after the street and the fact that antiques are old.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. So how long have you owned this place?
11 years now.
Okay, and are you also an artist, or are you just more like collect really cool things?
Yeah, I went to the Art Institute of Pittsburgh for interior design and always gravitated towards restoration and antiques and of design, so that's what I ended up in.
All right, so Byron, hey, tell me what the phone number of this place is so people want to call you and check out and ask you what you have here.
440-466-0752.
Perfect, thank you. And a website?
No, I don't have a website.
Oh, so somebody wanted to see what you have, they actually have to come here.
Correct, yes.
Is there a method to your madness?
Just that I'm getting older, too, and I hate the Internet.
I was talking to somebody over at Mary's Kitchen, and I was going to give him information on how he could access podcasts. And I said, there's an app for the radio station. He goes, I don't have that kind of phone. I just have the kind that you talk on.
Right.
Are you like that, too?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so tell me, what would people find when they come here, then? Since you don't have a website, we have to explain it to them.
Basically, it's home interior antiques. I don't get into the collectibles too much, though a few of those. But most of the things are, you know, 100 years or older, so I do try to keep with true antiques. Basically, it's all the way from primitive to formal. Anything for your interior.
Okay. And you have customers from all over the place, Cleveland, Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, right? How did you wind up here from Pittsburgh?
Actually, I'm from Geneva. I grew up here. And
is there a difference between Geneva and Geneva on the Lake?
Yes, there are actually two different towns. This is a village, and Geneva is a city.
Oh, okay. How far away?
It's only about 5 miles south is the actual city of Geneva.
Okay.
This is an incorporated village.
So, in your spare time, are you out on the lake on wave runners and things, or?
No, I'm an aquarian. I like to be by the water, not necessarily in the water.
Okay. But you can swim?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Do you fish?
No, not too much. We have a beach down at the end of the street here that's jointly owned by everyone on the street, so we enjoy the beach quite a bit, though, bonfires and so forth in the summertime.
Okay, cool. Now, are there any dentists in Geneva on the lake? I'm just curious, because you said this is just a village. This is more touristy. Do they have dentists here?
No.
No, you'd have to go to Geneva for that.
Right, yeah. Yeah, in the wintertime, our population decreases by 2/3, so there's only about 1/3 of us that stay here year-round.
How many people would that be? 12?
I don't even want to venture. I'm terrible at numbers.
That's a few hundred, do you think?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And then it goes, okay, got it. Okay, well, this is really cool, and we need to end this interview because it's going to cost me money because my wife's over there shopping, okay. But no, I'm just kidding. So, and again, it's Byron, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks so much, Byron, for talking with us, and have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
All right, we're going to do Dr. Kivitko's question of the day next, but before we do, please listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kivitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kivitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kivitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kivitko's question of the day.
All right, and let me remind folks, the winner receives free flowers from Weisdember Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The question is, true or false, there are 3 dentists practicing in Geneva on the Lake, Ohio. Is that true or false? The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kivitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kivitko, let's go!
I bet everyone knows someone who is afraid of the dentist. In fact, 40% of Americans don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. The number one reason? Fear. Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kivitko & Associates, we've been doing intravenous sedation since 1985, and we offer several sedation options, so we're certain we can help you. Want to be sedated for a filling? We do that. Want to be sedated for a cleaning? We do that. How about a root canal or a crown? We can sedate you for those too. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkivitko.com.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kivitko ici sur votre radio préférée.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kivitko.
Are your teeth crooked and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us,
262-9588.
Hi, I'm Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. I flew all the way to Columbus to have Dr. Kivitko do my cosmetic dentistry, and I am so happy with the results. Thanks, Dr. Kivitko, you're the best. Just so you know, I'm going to come back to have you do my regular dental care, too. I can't wait.
You want to know how to make me smile? Take control on me just for the night. And if I share my secret, you're going to have to keep...
All right, we're doing Dr. Kivitko's question of the day. We have 4 callers on the line. We have Sarah, Joe, Angela, and Matt. Let me just roll some dice. Looks like it's a number 3. That would be Angela. Hey, Angela, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Do you have the answer to Dr. Kivitko's question of the day, which is, how many dentists are practicing, or rather, the true or false, 3 dentists are practicing in Geneva Lake on the Lake, Ohio?
That would be false.
Because?
There are no dentists.
Very
on
good.
The lake.
She was paying attention. All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for calling. Stay on the line. We're going to get the information from you so we can send you those free flowers from Weisdember Florist, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good.
Carnival King, big top shooter. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Right up. Play Carnival King. Just shoot. Choose from 3 parks. Arcadia, Dreamland, or Lagoon Park. Shoot the clock for extra game time. Score big and win up on this round. Test your skill. Do you possess the endurance of a champion? Do you have what it takes to become the ultimate Carnival King?
All right, so we came to what I think might be the world famous Eddie's Grill in Geneva on the Lake. And looks like we're going to get a chance to speak with Eddie himself. Is this Eddie?
Yeah, I'm Eddie, yeah.
Hi, how are you? I'm Dr. Kavitko. Thanks for speaking with me.
All right. Well, we're busy. Last of the busy weekend. This is a busy day, and the whole weekend's been busy because it's been weather's been good, and everybody are really out. They're out for the last hurrah. So,
I got to tell you, my brother came from Utah, and he said, "Meet me at Eddie's Grill." The only problem is that was Friday.
Okay, yeah, well, we're open Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, which is a holiday. Yeah, and then we're open one more weekend, Saturday and Sunday, coming up this last Thunder on a Strip. That's another busy weekend. And then that's it. That's the end of it, yeah.
Then where do you go from there?
Well, no, we just close up and clean everything up, put everything away, and get everything ready for next year. So,
do you go to Florida or something? In the?
No, I don't go to Florida. We're local here. We live in Geneva, so we don't go. We stay right around here, so.
Okay, cool. So you actually stay in town, and it takes that long to get it ready for next year?
Well, it takes you a couple. To do everything right, you have to take everything apart and clean it all up and have it ready. And by 1st of November, everything's put to bed pretty good, yeah.
Okay, so tell me a little bit, how long has Eddie's Grill been here?
Well, we've been here now 64 years. This is 64th year right now, this one here.
Wow, that's really cool. That's really cool. So let's see, what would that have been?
1950 we started, yeah. As my mother and father, then they're gone, but then I got my wife and my family, my sister, we're all here, so.
Wow, so what's the phone number here? Somebody wants to call you guys.
Well, it's 440-466-8720.
And do you guys have a website?
No, we don't, but we're going to have one.
You're going to have one, okay. Maybe at some point you can have people like order online and ship it to them.
Well, right now, we'll have a website. They're working on it. My son-in-law is getting it ready.
All right, Eddie. Well, thank you so much. I know you're busy. Take care now.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you. All right, so he's a busy, busy guy. This place is going crazy. They have people on the patio out back sitting under umbrella tables. They have people sitting in a little enclosed area with windows that open, and every seat looks filled. They have people sitting at the high stools, like the old soda fountain, sitting in front. And I'm just happy that he was able to find a few minutes to speak with me. I'm still in Geneva on the lake, and we're walking up and down this beautiful strip. And we came across the Sunrise Cafe, and we're speaking with
Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. Are you from Geneva on the lake?
I am.
You are? Cool, cool. So tell me about Sunrise Cafe.
We do breakfast and lunch. We're open from 7 to 3.
7 to
3? Yes, and we give out free insults.
Okay, insult her for me.
Insult, that's too easy. That's an easy target.
First of all, what's her name?
Princess.
Okay, let's insult Princess.
Princess. Oh, not on the radio.
Not on the radio? Talk about her teeth.
Talk about her teeth? I could talk about how often she doesn't work.
Oh, okay. How about?
She's the help sitting there. Yes. Never works.
Never
shower. Yes. Never shower. Good help to have. Bad help to have. Bad help.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, how about insulting that guy?
Insulting Gary. Oh, insult. I'm you put me under pressure. I'm usually very good when I'm not under pressure. Here, Stephanie can insult. She's okay. Very good.
Okay, all right. Here you go. This is Stephanie now.
All right. Sir, get the heck out of here.
Are you going to leave?
No.
Didn't work then. We got to try it again. Okay, how about, wait a minute, what was your name again?
Ashley.
Okay, see if you can insult Ashley.
On the radio, I have to insult Ashley.
On the radio.
I'm your mother, Ashley. That's the biggest insult there is.
Are you really?
Yes.
Oh, cool. We're a family-run business.
Family-run business, been here for 21 years.
So does you guys have to go to bed early to get up early, or you not really?
Not really. Not really.
Because you know you're going to get off at 3.
Exactly. Get here early. Get drunk. We got to... That's an important part of a summer business down here.
Do you mix alcohol in your Tabasco sauce, or how do you get drunk during the morning shift?
You put it in a cup.
Oh, you put it in a cup. Okay, I should have known. Because gin, rum, and vodka look like water anyway, right?
Exactly. You don't want to be sober doing this job.
Now, have you ever heard of a goofy?
Never heard of a goofy.
Okay, I know this guy. No, a goofy. You ever heard of it?
No, I've heard of roofies.
No, a goofy? Oh, that's something, you smoke those.
You don't smoke roofie, you swallow roofie.
Oh, okay. So anyway, he puts Grey Goose in coffee and calls it a goofy.
I like that. I'm going to try that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thank
That's
you.
That's a good idea.
You like
idea.
That?
I do.
Okay, so now we can have scrambled eggs and goofies. Oh, and she's showing me her T-shirt again, which says Sunrise Cafe, yes. Geneva on the Lake, Ohio. What's your guys' phone number?
466-8667.
Great.
Again, very slow.
466-8667.
All right. And do you have a website?
We do not, but you can like our page on Facebook. It's Sunrise Cafe.
Okay.
Sunrise Cafe, Geneva on the Lake.
Sunrise Cafe,
Geneva on the Lake.
So if I like your Facebook page, what do I get? Like free coffee or something?
No, you get to read our insults, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Ashley and Stephanie, right?
Yep.
Thank you so much. And maybe we'll have to stop by now. You guys open, you're not open all year, right?
No, only idiots do that.
Okay, so when do you close?
We close around October-ish.
We're open through Halloween, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
I get it. And then you go to Florida?
Well, sometimes.
How you got that tan?
Yes, I was born with it, and I got a new one in Florida. Some go to Florida, yeah.
Cool, okay. All right, guys, this looks like a fun place to have breakfast. I think we might have to come back.
We'll be here.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. All right, so I came into Jim's Donut Shop, and I'm speaking with Joan, and I guess if you come to Geneva on the Lake, this is where you want to go. Is that right, Joan?
Oh, that's definitely right.
I mean, there's another donut shop, but we're not going to talk about them, aren't we?
Not today.
That's right, because they're like, you're the best, right?
We're very good. We've been here for years and have all kinds of varieties.
So are most of your customers people with sweet teeth or people without teeth?
Oh, definitely a sweet tooth.
Because if you eat too many of these, you wind up without teeth, right?
Well, we're not going to say that, then we'd lose our business.
Actually, you have all your teeth, so I'm just kidding anyway. Okay, so what do you guys specialize in?
Our biggest seller is a cinnamon twist. It's like a glazed donut with cinnamon sugar in the center, and it's twisted.
Is that the one I'm seeing down here? Almost looks like a half a bow tie or something.
Yes.
So it's like you need to buy two to make a whole bow tie.
That's right. Or you can buy four. I mean, we don't care.
Okay, and how long, you said many years, has it been here for what, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years?
I know at least from the 50s, it may have been longer than that. I'm not really positive.
Wow, okay, 50 years. And are you guys open year-round, or like everybody else, you close somewhere at the end of September?
Close at the end of September, yes.
So what do you guys do during the winter?
Well, I'm not sure what the boss does. I rest.
From making the getting up early and making the donuts to wore you out, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, now, it's probably a fun job because everybody that comes in here is happy to be here, am I right?
That's right. Everybody's on vacation, so everybody's in a good mood.
So you're bringing joy to the masses.
That's correct.
Now, on the other side of that, I'm a dentist. Did you know that?
Oh, so...
So I have the opposite where you had that look on your face like, oh, I wouldn't want to see you anywhere but here in my donut shop, right?
Oh, no, we welcome everybody. You know, it's good for your business.
Yeah, okay, so when people come to me, they don't necessarily want to be there, but when they come to you, they're all smiles and happy, and you just bring happiness and joy. So do you guys have a website?
I'm not really sure if we do or not.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me if you don't, because I've noticed a lot of these businesses don't. They say they're going to get one someday. I guess the point is if people want to come here, they need to come here, right?
Correct.
So you're on what street is this?
This is Lake Road, and we're at Geneva on the Lake, right between the Cove and the Log Cabin, and right across the street from Allen's General Store.
Okay. And do you have a phone number?
Yes, we do. 466. I have to look it up here. I never call.
You never call yourself, right. Okay, here, we can wait. She's going to check it on her flip phone.
466-8844.
466-8844 in the 440 area code?
440, correct.
Okay. So I see you have coconut, you have white icing, you have caramel icing, chocolate icing, you have yellow sprinkles, and I know you have the big, what do they call it, Ohio Thunder, the weekend where all the motorcyclists come?
That's next weekend, yes.
What's their favorite?
Everything.
You just eat them all?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Joan. We really appreciate it. And I will let you know how you can hear this interview when we get off the air, okay?
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we pride ourselves in being a one-stop shop, and we find our patients really appreciate it. Let's face it, no one likes being sent all over town for various procedures, and yet that is what happens at most dental offices. Need a root canal? We do that. Need a dental implant placed? We do that. Need gum surgery, wisdom teeth removed, or your teeth straightened? We do those as well. Why not give us a try? Call us at 614-262-9588 or go to drkavitko.com.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko. I'm intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in my vocabulary. I just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume that high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains, but with us, you get my 34 years of experience and my unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588 or go to drkavitko.com.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkavitko@aol.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kavitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is episode 351. We are bringing you a Teeth Across America episode from Geneva on the Lake, Ohio. Hey, so I'm still in Geneva on the lake, and we're walking down this strip, which is pretty cool, and seeing a lot of little trinkets and some things that are basically little signs, and some of them were so cool I thought I would mention. So one is, I see this little sign, and it says, "When all is said and done, there's more said than done," and I thought that was pretty cool. Here's one, "Due to the increased cost of ammo, warning shots will not be fired." Here's one, "Sexy women have messy kitchens." That's probably true, huh? And then one more, "It's life's too short to not have a little umbrella in your drink." I agree with that. I think that's really cool. Kind of all goes along with my positive attitude and love for life. With a beautiful smile, of course. All right, so this place, there's this place that's called These Foolish Things. And it's all kinds of neat little trinkets. It's kind of like a antique store, but it's not necessarily antique, just kind of cute things. Here's one that says, "Please excuse the mess, but the children are making memories." How about "Proudly serving whatever you bring. It's never too late in the day to start your day over." What's that mean? Go to bed? Or, "I could give up chocolate, but I am not a quitter." Here's a couple more. "Every day may not be good, but there's something good in every day." And here's another. "Enjoy the little things in life, for one day you'll look back and realize they were the big things." Cool. Isn't that cool? So cool. "Life isn't about waiting for the storms to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain." I like that too. How about "A good friend will come and bail you out of jail, but a true friend will be sitting next to you and saying, 'Darn, that was fun.'" All right, well, Geneva on the Lake's a pretty cool little town, and it's right here in Ohio. It's up on Lake Erie, and I don't think I mentioned that earlier. But, you know, next week we're going to have, in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we will have in the studio with us Mary Jenkins. She's the founder of Cancer Options Collaborative. And it's a pretty cool thing, something that I didn't even realize there was a need for until just recently. And what it is people that develop cancer, they have needs, they have financial needs, they have trouble paying their electric bill or their rent, and because they've lost work and they're taking off time to go to medical appointments and such. And she discovered that there was no help for people to pay their own bills while they're going through this. Everybody just raises money for research. So she decided to form this group, and it's really cool, and I'm very happy that we're going to have her in the studio with us next week. So be sure to tune in for that. Her name is Mary Jenkins. All right, and then you know what? Go Bucks. The Bucks won. I just had to throw that in. I almost never mentioned it, but I had a couple seconds. All right, so be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. We'll be here from 8:30 until 9 every week. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.